From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today, U.S. warplanes targeted Kabul, Afghanistan's capital, for the first time in 4 days. Strikes are reported to have hit targets on the northern edge of the city. U.S. jets have also been pounding Taliban front lines and other strongholds. Western reporters are now inside Taliban-controlled territory for the first time since the war began. Dan Harris is a correspondent for ABC News. We reached him in Kandahar in southern Afghanistan.
We just spent an hour or so there on the streets of downtown Kandahar, and it's an amazing place. It really is more like the 7th century than the 21st century. The stores are all made of rickety wood. They're selling what look to be fairly edible fruit. People are wearing traditional clothing. The streets are mostly not paved. It's a really, really interesting place. And despite widespread reports that the city had cleared out and was abandoned, there were a lot of people on the streets. And also, much to my surprise, it did not feel at all like a city under siege. People didn't seem desperate or scared at all. The sad reality, I think, is that this is a country and a city that has lived with war for more than 20 years, and they're just used to it.
Are people able to buy food and live in any way that is that resembles normal life?
I have not seen anything that even remotely resembles starvation. The stores are stocked with goods. The city has emptied somewhat, but nowhere near completely. So I don't get the sense from my brief forays into the downtown area that people are desperate and they're not able to eat. Those who are desperate, I think, have gone to camps or have gone to the countryside to live with their relatives.
Were you able to talk to people without minders, without the Taliban people with you?
Sure. We do have minders, but they're not really hanging over our shoulder all the time. And we've heard some surprising things. The first thing that surprised me the most is that despite the fact that you hear all this anti-American rhetoric out of the Taliban government, the people on the street are not anti-American, at least on an individual basis. They've been treating me with incredible kindness. They have a lot of curiosity about where I'm from, what's my name. We're mobbed every time we get out of the car.
When the Taliban takes you to see something, what are they taking you to see?
The Taliban has had one overriding objective, and they're not subtle and they're not abashed about it at all. They want to let the world know that the United States, in their view, is bombing indiscriminately and killing scores of civilians. So yesterday, for example, they took us in very quick succession to 6 places where they say U.S. bombs or cruise missiles killed civilians. And we have no way of verifying whether the casualty numbers they gave us were true. You know, it's a fine line to walk because, you want to embrace the opportunity to come in here to a place that a lot of people are curious about and where some pretty incredible reporting can be done. On the other hand, we have to be aware that we are their guests. We are under their control to a certain extent. They are holding our passports, so we can't run off to Kabul or Herat or Mazar-e-Sharif if we feel like it. They do control our movements to a large extent. However, that said, they are not telling us what to report, and they're not going over our scripts, and they're not standing over me as I speak with you on the telephone, nor are they standing near the camera as I talk to Peter Jennings on the evening news.
Kandahar is supposed to be the Taliban's principal stronghold in Afghanistan, the spiritual home of the Taliban. Do you have any sense that there is any civil unrest or any turning against the Taliban there?
I don't have that sense at all. I mean, we get the sense that the Taliban's firmly in control. One interesting point is that apparently the religious police, who we've heard so much about in the West, the people who tell men how long their beards can be and tell kids that they can't fly kites and tell women that they can't walk out of the house unescorted by a male relative, the religious police have basically been shut down in the last couple of weeks. And we're hearing that's because the Taliban thought that the religious police hurt them in the eyes of the public and they needed public support at this crucial time. So it doesn't seem to be the joyless place that I had imagined it would be before I came here. We have seen women walking alone, albeit in burqas, the full-length coverings, I have seen kids flying kites, and you do see people smiling and chatting on the streets.
Thanks very much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Dan Harris, he's a correspondent for ABC News. He joined us by satellite telephone from Kandahar, Afghanistan.